Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you good?
I was just, can I say something real quick?
You're already on YouTube.
Never mind.
Be careful.
Just remember we need two breaks for the podcast.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else? Jess, anything else you want to? I just want to.
No.
Producer thing.
I just want to say.
No.
I was just wondering. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kramer and Jess Uncensored.
Hello.
It's definitely not Monday right now.
It is Monday.
It's definitely whatever day it is you're listening to this. So happy day. Happy day, everybody. Happy day.
Man, why is it that I cannot see the comments? Honestly, it's probably best that I can't see the comments. When I was on my laptop in the studio last week, I could see the comments on YouTube. But from my desktop, I can't see it.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Isabel is saying
Good morning. But what I'm saying, it's probably better because I'm more invested in the comments than I am.
That's right. It is.
In our conversation.
Well, you see them when
because
we
I get excited. Yes, I can see them on screen, yeah. But okay. I had no idea that I could be watching in real time. And there's so many that are going on that we don't put up on the screen.
I think it's because you're logged in as a guest right now and not logged in as an admin. That's
what?
Why. Yeah, we can fix that.
It's probably best, though, because then I would just be talking to the people in the comments.
That's true. Welcome to Uncensored. This means probably nothing to most of you, but we're happy that you're here.
Good morning.
If you've never been here for an Uncensored before, we do need to give this really quick disclaimer, which is what, Jess?
Uncensored is like the close friends feature on Instagram where you're very particular on who you want to share everything with. So that's kind of how we feel about our Uncensored community.
We do the show live at some point. Jess has a weird schedule. She's off the second half of the week.
Yes.
So we're just, it's Monday for us. It's Wednesday if you're listening to the day this drops. I don't know. But we do the show live on YouTube. If you want to come be a part of it, you can always listen to Kramer and Jess, or just subscribe to Kramer and Jess on YouTube. You can come be a part of it live whenever we do it. Technically, it's usually Wednesday morning, but right now it's Monday. Hope everybody had a good Mother's Day. We are taping this the Monday after Mother's Day. And I say that, man, I don't know. I have a weird relationship with Mother's Day, even though, you know, I love my mom, and I think we all have really good relationships with our mom on the show. But, you know, I do feel, I have this like level of empathy. I can't imagine what Mother's Day feels like if you just lost your mom or if you don't have a good relationship with your mom. It must be tough. So, if Mother's Day was a tough day for you, a lot of love from the three of us.
And, yeah.
I I think as I'm getting older, I am thinking about what that's going to be like as the day comes when I'm not going to have my mom anymore. Because I've had friends that have lost their moms. And so I think my perspective on some things are starting to change. So if Mother's Day wasn't the happiest day for you, proud of you for getting through it. And so, yeah, I just want to point that out really quick. You had also on the radio show, I was talking about how I did not get my mom something for Mother's Day accidentally. It was kind of this weird situation. You can go back and listen to her On Demand show. But what happened with yours?
Dude, I also had a Mother's Day flop low key because I sent my mom like this super cute mom themed edible arrangement, like it said like mom and pineapples, and there's like pineapple flowers and strawberries. It's so cute.
First off, how much did that cost you? Edible arrangements,
dude,
to me,
so expensive.
Edible arrangements, I think they're cute and like I like them, but like when you realize you paid like $115 for seven pieces of fruit, I'm like,
they're so expensive. But I know that my mom would be obsessed and she would love it.
Yeah.
You know, because like I knew that she would love it. So I was like, you know what, whatever, I'm gonna do it. It was all in all, I think it was like $76 or something like that.
Yeah,
with the delivery and all this kind of stuff.
I was
and also
thinking worse. I gotta be so real.
Yeah. With the price of everything now, it's probably a steal nowadays.
Yeah.
And then I also paid the guaranteed delivery for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. I woke up this morning to a voicemail from them, and there in our time it was like 12:14 in the morning when they called me. So it's like 8 something p.m. their time. Yeah. And the voicemail is like, we were understaffed, we couldn't get the delivery there, but we will get it tomorrow. Like, please call us back.
Was it a person or automated?
It was a person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. It was a person. And I was like, fuck, because at that point, like, I already told my mom that, like, she was getting something and all that kind of stuff. And obviously, she's waiting for it. I was so bummed.
No.
So I left them a voicemail. They're still not open yet because they open, I think, at 9 a.m. West Coast time. And so, yeah, I just want to make sure that she gets it today. And I also better get a refund for that like $17 or $16.99 delivery fee that I paid to make sure it got delivered on Mother's Day.
Here's the problem. You can't redo it.
Yeah,
you
no. Can,
like getting an overpriced pineapple on a random Tuesday after Mother's Day, it's like not.
It's still going to say, Mom, here's my saving grace, is my parents were actually in Reno for the weekend for my sister's boyfriend's mom's wedding celebration. So like they were in the car driving back to Stockton on Sunday. So like I think because it was like a different situation they were doing, like they were doing other things, today might feel a little better because she's actually like relaxing and doing
okay
thing today.
Okay, see,
but
see?
If it was any other situation, yeah, she'd be like, what the fuck.
No, but you have to get that money back because that's crazy.
Yeah.
No,
oh
dude,
yeah,
that's so whack.
Dude,
you can call Kramer Karen.
Oh,
if
yeah,
they don't.
I will handle it. Yeah. First off, you absolutely deserve to not pay that fee, the guaranteed, but you also deserve a hefty discount.
Oh, you're right.
On the you do not pay full price for that edible arrangement.
Oh yeah, because they also disappointed your mother. Like they don't need to know that it was fine because she was out of town.
You know what I mean?
Right,
yeah.
But, we'll see.
But
we'll
you
see
can sell it to your mom that way. You can be, oh, no, I just had a delayed delivery because obviously you weren't going to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the situation I fell into with my mom. So the extended story here really was my dad pulled his back when they went on the trip with the family. My dad pulled his back.
Ugh.
And so it's just been a whole kind of drama because he can't get out of bed. And so my mom wanted to go to Knoxville for Mother's Day to go see the babies, right? And so, but with my dad not being able to get up, she wasn't sure if he was going to be able to or not. So all week, she's like, I'm not sure where I'm going to be. I'm not sure if I'm going to be in Knoxville or I'm not sure if I'm going to be in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, well, I'm not going to pay $50, $60, $70 to send roses to Georgia and then they'll just sit there for a couple of days and then die by the time that you get back. Like, that's crazy. I'll be back by Wednesday. I'm like, yo, in flower time, like, every day is like 3 days. You know what I mean? Like, they only last a couple of days. So, like, I'm not going to spend all this money if you're not going to be there. But I'm also not going to send them to Tennessee if you're not going to be there. So all week, I just kept, like, pushing and waiting and pushing and waiting. And then all of a sudden, when she opens the when Mother's Day rolls around, and I didn't send anything because I just forgot to kind of do it.
Yeah,
I mean, Charlotte's the only one that pulled off Mother's Day correctly this year.
I was gonna say I can't relate because I got told it was the best Mother's Day of all time.
No, you really? I mean,
but you know what? I will say this actually will make both of you feel better. I think we on the day that we were talking about Mother's Day on our normal show and podcast, I have never seen so many texts that said the same thing. And you know what moms were all saying? That it means the most to get some form of appreciation on a random day.
Okay.
So this actually might be kind of like
that's coming later on.
A nice little.
I wonder if they mean that or not.
Well,
not
like, or like, why are they waiting till Mother's Day to do something? Yeah.
Exactly. So
I wonder. I wonder how moms really feel about that. Well, who's a mom on here? Oh, what's up, Marcy? Marcy's on our YouTube show. Marcy, you're a mom. Like, how important truly is Mother's Day? Because I
it's very okay. Change that question. It's not a matter of if it's important.
Well,
I think like when you receive the gift
of.
Or not. Yeah, no way.
But I don't know because when I explained my mom because I was trying to like figure out how to like make this better because all of a sudden I didn't have something for Mother's Day and I was like, well, we'll just celebrate when I see you next month.
Yeah,
and I'll take you out to dinner. And I think my mom was just as happy, if not maybe probably more happy to like go do that versus having a gift for her on Mother's Day.
But that did make sense though, because you guys are going to see each other next month. So like celebrate together.
So
I feel like that would make sense.
Does Bethany have kids?
Bethany the baker?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Bethany, do you?
Bethany, I don't know if you have kids or not.
I don't think I've ever asked you that.
Grace says, it's just another day for me, but I do agree it's nice to be appreciated on any random day. Mm-hmm. Marcy said, I would rather spend time with my kids and get a random
gift. There you go.
Gift.
Quality time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe that's a situation.
Maybe
I don't know.
You can find like a special event going on there. Maybe there's like a fun
for kids
special dinner or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel kind of bad about it, but like, there's a lot of, it's hard when you don't live near your parents, it's a different level of pressure because the gifts feel so generic. Like sending flowers just feels so generic to me, you know, like just I feel like what moms really want is for us to be there, and I can't just, I mean, I could just fly down there for the weekend, but like weekend trips are so just like and like everything else. What's up, Abby says, my husband is like, what do you want for Mother's Day? What I want is to not plan anything.
Yeah.
Somebody else make a decision around here. And like, maybe that's, maybe that's true. But like, you care, Abby, do you care about like gifts on Mother's Day? Like, is that important to you? Does that mean like if you got no gifts? Because I'm wondering if like me just because I called my mom and talked to her for like 30 minutes yesterday. I'm like, is that sufficient enough? Like, is a phone call?
Charlotte, your mom, remember when we were at karaoke and she told me the story of her like literally crying that you guys didn't get her anything?
Yeah. So the reason that we go all out for Mother's Day now, which we should have been doing in the first place.
Wait, I'll tell you what. Before you tell the story, let's take a really quick break. A quick commercial break right here.
Okay.
We just found out we have to add another commercial break into our podcast. Just know we don't choose to take this many breaks. Apparently, we have to add another commercial break into our podcast. It's because it's so wildly popular, I'm sure.
That's cool.
All tens of you that download this podcast, thank you. You've made it so popular that now we have to add another break. So we're going to take a break right here, and we'll come back right after this for this very engaging story about Charlotte's mom and why we have to celebrate so big. Hang on.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for Unfiltered Talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, what?
Why do I feel like... Never mind.
We just got to find places for ads now.
No,
sorry.
That was just really funny.
Yeah. So what happened?
So a few years ago, I think it was while Audrey was in middle school, my sister and I was in high school, we flopped. We flopped harder than y'all flopped. Much, much harder. And we forgot a card or a gift. We just said, we love you. Happy Mother's Day.
Nothing.
And she sat us all down and she cried and cried and was like, I just feel so unappreciated and so forgotten. And it was the most traumatizing thing.
Because
not traumatizing,
you, because
but
you did
I
nothing.
Felt horrible. Yes, it was just like, I was on my teenage bullshit, I guess. I didn't realize it was Mother's Day.
And Audrey was in eighth grade. I was like, what were you doing? She's like, I was in eighth grade.
Yeah.
I also thought it was very funny that when your mom is telling this story, your dad's quiet the whole time. And then he chimes in. He's like, as dad, I probably should have taken the lead.
Oh, he only said that after I said... As the older sibling, that's on me. And then he was like, well, to be fair. And I was like, you know what? You got me there, King.
No, I do
you got
think,
me there.
I do think it's like, especially like when you guys are kids.
Yeah.
I do think that dad has to take the lead and be like, hey, guys, what are we doing for Mother's Day? So I do think that you should, you know,
so
don't
it was
feel
a,
terrible.
It's dad's fault, you think?
It was a group fail.
It was a group thing. But I think that dad has like should be the leader to a certain point in age.
I was certainly old enough. Like I was probably 15 or 16. But you know how high school is. You're so like, I'm in the musical and I have to do my homework and like I'm crying over a boy. I'm so, you know.
Yeah. When does that transition happen, you think? When does Mother's Day go from the kid's responsibility, from the dad's responsibility to the kid's responsibility? Is it 18, you think? You think it's at college or even beyond that?
I do think it's a joint thing. So it's like even like for holidays or for Christmas and stuff, my dad gets stuff for my mom, but so do my sister and I. So I think there's a transition between it just being like the three of us versus like all three of us doing something for her.
Yeah.
And I think it's like when you, I'd
That's
say like
hard.
when you get a job, like I feel like it'd be nice.
Okay. When you get a job.
Okay. Yeah. Like I think when you get a job, like that's when
really?
Like your input goes from ideas to actually like being able to get something like small or special for her.
Right.
You can put your money where
yeah,
your mouth
like,
is. Okay,
like for example, obviously this is uncensored. So like I would like to like no kids are listening. So can I make a little comment about holidays? This is like your what?
You got 30 seconds to turn off the podcast.
The trigger warning or whatever.
Yeah, careful.
So...
touchy topic
really
right
quick
now.
Really quick.
Yeah, give me 15 more seconds again. Y'all know
you
what's coming,
hurry.
So like
so
be careful.
My mom always fills our stockings, but like who's gonna fill hers?
Santa.
And I feel exactly, but like sometimes Santa dad might forget, right? So
right.
I think like as the oldest, I'm like, so what are we gonna put in mom's stocking? You know, I want to like make sure like
and
her
my
shit
sister
is
has
too.
Started doing my mom's stocking.
Yeah.
So yeah, I do think it's around, I don't know, we're also like our minds are fully formed now. Our brains are fully developed. That helps.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think the transition is? Like when does it become the kid's responsibility?
Definitely 18, I would say.
18?
But also, I don't know. I was kind of like, I also kind of had my head in my ass while I was in
college. Yeah, I know.
I was gonna say,
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know. I think maybe. So Jess says when you get a job.
Yeah, and I got my first job after I had moved out and I was 18. So
okay.
It's like when I went home for Christmas, or if I was able to go home for Mother's Day, like I wasn't going to come empty-handed for my mom or my parents.
I think I was, because I'm cause at first my first initial answer, no thought about it, was when you graduate high school. But then I was like, yeah, I was kind of like a douche, like, and through college. I don't know that I was like.
But you have the ability. Just because you're a douche doesn't mean you don't have the ability.
That doesn't mean. But that doesn't mean you're getting it done. I think I'm sure that like maybe my parents, my dad was still like making sure I was getting shit done though.
It's,
you know,
almost
what I mean?
Like training wheels. It's like as you go through those years, it's like maybe your dad like reminds you, but like I feel like you should start coming up with your own idea.
I think I was also really excited, even though I was like only working at Jamba Juice and like trying to like survive, and I was still riding the bus. I was so excited to be able to buy my mom something, even though it was small and like it was shit. Like I was like, I was able to get this for
not
her.
Jamba Juice.
Yeah, but I feel that because just being able to like put my card down for karaoke and being like, yes, I will extend it an hour and you guys don't have to worry about the finances. Like it felt really good.
Yeah, that was such a good idea. So cute.
Oh, thank you.
Really quick. Going back to our moms really quick. Reading the comments. Marcy said, I had both of my kids meet up with us for dessert and coffee. Aww. That was the best.
I love
super
that.
Cute. Love that.
Sounds lovely.
Abby says, I think it varies based on the age of your kids, too. With little kids, you just want to break. With older kids, you want to spend time with them. Okay, that's true.
Little kids get away from me. Older kids hang out.
Yeah, that's valid. That's
yeah, because it's like as far as like how much work that is on you, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isabel says, I don't need gifts for a specific reason, but I love the random handmade gifts my kids do at school or when they hide in the room together to do something for me. That's cute. Yeah, that's cute. Okay. Also do the random I love yous mean the world to me. That's really cute. I just had an idea for a bit really quick. This is going to be super random before we take our second commercial break here just to appease the Odyssey gods.
You're killing it.
Thank you. We were just talking about our first job. You said Jamba Juice was your first job. What was your first like professional job like you had to go apply for and everything?
I was a cater waiter at Elk Ridge Furnace Inn.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cater waiter.
I had to wear this little fuck-ass clip-on bow and
catering.
A ruffled shirt.
At like a venue. That's fun.
Yeah, it was haunted too. I've got good ghost stories from there.
Oh, no.
Okay, Halloween. My first job was Office Max, which doesn't even exist anymore. I think
Office
Depot, I think. I think they merged, but I don't even know if Office Depot is still around.
Damn,
yeah,
that's crazy.
I was just thinking of a bit. We should go, this would be good maybe for the summer. We should go apply at our summer, our first job.
Yes.
To see if they would still hire us.
That is wasting their fucking time. I'm not going to do that.
No, but I want to do it because I came back from college one summer and I kept texting them because they were like, Charlotte, if you ever want to come back, you can come back. And nobody answered me. So now I want to waste their time back.
Dude,
I'm not doing it.
Think about your first job. Think about your first job really quick. That shit was hard. Do you know how hard it was to work at Office Max? It was 10
really?
Times hard. Oh my God.
A lot of stuff to keep track of.
It was a lot of stuff.
A lot of products.
First off, a lot
Holy
of products.
Shit.
To keep up. Like, you
I just got a flashback of the aisles.
Printer cartridges. Knowing like which printer cartridge every printer needed
was
hard.
Like where the post-its, what color post-its do you have?
That was so hard.
Specific pens.
Lugging those packs
boxes.
Of papers around all day.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a hard ass job.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize, maybe that could be the topic of like, tell us how hard your first job really was, because I don't think people realize working at Office Max, not only that, we were so, and I was a kid, I was 16 years old, and I was pressed to have to sell the extended warranties on printers.
That's terrible.
Like, I was a kid, and they were like, Steven, you got to go sell 10 extended warranties on the printers. Like, you got to get in there and make them realize if they don't buy these extended warranties, their printer's going to fail. And if you don't do 10 this month, like, you're going to hell. And I was like, oh my God, okay.
You're hi, I'm a child. Would you like a stapler?
Dude, Jamba Juice was a fucking party. And like, I actually...
Was it hard, though?
Garage Boy and I were just talking about this the other day of like, if people knew, as far as like the people in charge, if they actually knew what the fuck was going on at this place, because my manager was 23 at the time, okay? And she was the oldest person there. Everyone else is either 23 and under. I was the youngest at 18.
Yeah.
And like, don't get me wrong, it was hard. Like having to carry all like the big tubs of like the frozen.
Nasty as hell.
Actually, no. Our shit was clean.
Okay.
Yeah, our shit was clean she was very like pristine on doing shit because they had to check so much shit. So like as far as the cleanliness and
Shout
shit being also like the you everything had if by a certain date, stuff had to be tossed. As far as like frozen fruit, you had to date everything, all the juices, all that shit, right? However, so as far as all of those things, yes, like checking off, absolutely. But in addition to that, we were just fucking around.
Yeah.
Like, and we were making everyone smoothie. They were fantastic and we were getting the job done. But like, we're running around. Like, if you did something, you'd have to like wear the banana suit and make smoothies. Or like, people would like freeze each other's aprons where you couldn't find it and then like have to wear your frozen apron and the fucking thing. Like, we were just raging, and then we were just making shots of like orange juice and Energizer and like all of these shit. So all of us were like tweaked out. We're all fucking wired and running around,
hopped up on protein,
and like throwing shit at each other. Like, it was wild, and it was so much fun. But it was like, how did they allow a 23-year-old person to be in charge of all of us? And we were just like partying.
Okay, but like, think about the concept that like, we were 16-year-olds like making someone's wedding happen. Like, yeah, that's so much pressure.
Okay, that's wild.
No, that's like, crazy.
We could have like,
yeah, I'm just making a strawberry
wild. Destroyed, like, I don't even know. Like, yeah. That was kind of crazy.
That is funny
when you think about it.
Like, my very first job, that was my first like my corporate job was that. But before that, I was a wedding DJ. Yeah. And like, to think about, like, I was 16. To think about the fact that like,
who would
let you
do that?
I was hired by a company and they would send me a 16-year-old to go into like the biggest, and I had like no formal training, right?
Oh,
I had shoddy equipment, like, and I didn't do any of the planning at all. They would literally just send me a playlist and they'd be like, hey, this is what the bride like either wants to hear or doesn't want to hear. They would send me a 16-year-old and just like the most important day of a woman's life. I've never met with a bride.
I can't imagine of like all the details that went into picking our DJ and everything he had and like what he had on lock.
Never met her.
Absolutely not.
Never met her. Never had a conversation with him. With literally none of it.
No.
I walked in and
that's
literally I had to like
that's wild.
Perform as a 16-year-old kid. Equipment be failing and shit. In hindsight, as an adult, I'm like, why was that? It was a cheap DJ service, clearly.
Okay. Like, your voice is like cracking with puberty as you're like, it's the first day. It's the creams.
Happy wedding day.
Happy wedding day.
I have like no idea what I was doing.
Baby creams.
Yeah, that is so funny.
It was wild. Okay, taking a quick commercial break, number two. Gonna come back in a minute. I need to know, is this normal female behavior? I've got a new female friend.
Female
friend. And I don't know if what she is doing is it normal friendship behavior, or is there something deeper that I need to be worried about?
Ruh-roh.
And let's talk about it right after our second commercial break.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Trying to make friends right now, man. It's important to me. I really, like, dating's cool, but, like, honestly, right now, huge priority on making friends. And I am really dead set on, like, keeping extremely clear boundaries. Mm. Male-female friendships are easy to me, but, like, you got to really make sure that it's a clear boundary of what you're trying to do when you enter into these things, right? Because, you know, and I'll be honest, I got a lot of hills to climb for the crimes that were committed before me. A lot of guys come in and be like, "Hey, I just want to be friends. Don't worry, I just want to be friends." And then they don't really want to be friends. True. So when when I come in, I'm like, "Hey, listen, I really just want to be friends."
They're like, "Yeah, so did my other friend that was literally friends with me for like 3 fucking years, and then lied to me."
That's very
I get
cool
it.
Of you to be aware of that.
But
though.
But it's true. Yeah. So I understand when I say I just want to be friends. I understand. I have to prove myself.
Yeah.
But I also understand I have to then protect myself pretty closely too, and some of the behaviors.
That's true. Yeah.
I just watch pretty closely because I want to make sure if I'm truly looking for friends, then I need to make sure that everything that's happening is normal behavior that friends that do right. Like, and I've had a lot of platonic friends, and I met this this friend recently, and she's very cool. The reason that we've bonded well, she actually lived in California for a long time.
Oh, nice.
From here, moved to California, moved back here. And so she kind of has that West Coast vibe, mentality. So we're able to like bond over that. And,
yeah.
And
you've missed that.
Missed that. I know you've said that. It's just kind of nice to just be able to like talk about California stuff with somebody and everything else.
Yeah,
so it's been, and she's great. It's great. And what's just very clear about the friendship thing. And it's been very nice to make a new friend. Right.
Yeah.
So, something that she did the other night, I just need to run this by y'all because I'm just like, is this normal? We had gone to dinner and I had driven her to her car and before as she was getting out of the car she leans over we hugged each other. I'm fine with hugs, no problem. And then she leans over and she gives me like a big old kiss right on the cheek.
Is she European?
She is not. And I'm like,
but is she one of those people that does it? Because some people
has
do
she
that.
Spend time in Europe.
I don't know.
Because there's some people who be doing that.
That do that.
And like that's their vibe.
And they just be doing that, right? But the second that she did it, like my whole body was like, because I was like, hang on. Because again, I really what I'm trying to do. This is what I let me walk you through my mentality. Is I'm trying to establish relationships right now that if I were to add a relationship to my a romantic relationship to my life,
you don't want it to be weird,
that nothing would have to change at all. I would not have to go back and explain anything about what, like, I wouldn't have to call somebody and be like, hey, okay, well now I'm dating somebody, so we're not allowed to hang out anymore or just you can't
don't bring up that one time
we can't kiss on the lips anymore because I have a girlfriend, you know, or whatever.
They won't they situation,
but that's kind of hard because there are some people who like legitimately that's how they be saying hi and bye, and that's just how it is.
I know,
but again, like, this is a new person, so I don't know if there's a way to tell that. But honestly, I think that you should just be like, next time just be like, girl, love you, but like, I'm just not down for that.
But like, what if that, so I
do think that you should just say you're not down, because like, I feel like, again, thinking from the mindset of just like, you know, I think it's different where it's like a family member or someone that like you've known for forever. Since this is a new relationship, it's a newer friendship.
Yeah.
If like, let's say you met someone and started dating tomorrow, she would be like, how long have you known this girl? For 2 weeks and she's kissing you on the cheek? Nah, player. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's not like, oh, this is my friend for like, since, you know, for the last like 20 years. Like that's just how she is. So I think, and also I think, listen to your body. Like immediately after that happened, it felt off to you.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if any of your other friends do that.
I would feel uncomfortable if someone did that to me without asking.
Just a kiss on the cheek. Like it didn't feel like romantic. It didn't feel like she was like, let me kiss you. It was just more of just like, okay, like hug and then. Mwah,
I also think there's vibes. I feel like there have been times where like someone has done that to me, and again, I'm only speaking from like a female perspective.
Yeah.
And like there was no question or any uncomfortability in my body, or I didn't even question it. Like it just flowed and it was organic. And mm-hmm. I feel like since you didn't automatically have that feeling, you already were like clenching.
Yes.
Well, no, here's the thing.
Maybe
it definitely didn't feel like, it was just more of like, if I was, again, just trying to make sure everything stays on the up and up. And
yeah.
It didn't feel like it wasn't, but I was like, if I had a girlfriend mm-hmm. though, I would definitely not be okay.
Totally.
In reverse.
And I think that's why you should be like, nah, 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 nah.
Yeah.
Was there skin to skin contact, or was it like an air kiss?
No, it was lip to face.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but in 2025, I don't think you should be doing that. That might be a hot take. Unless it's like my gay friend or something, or someone I'm very, like if I just became friends with someone like that recently, I personally
but you know
would
what?
Not
hang on.
Do that.
Hang on.
That
hang on. Interesting true. Take, though. Let me throw you an interesting take.
Yeah.
She did live in Europe for a couple of years.
Well, that's okay. What I asked.
Well, that's why we
so
asked.
Actually,
yeah.
I just remembered that.
Okay.
So she did actually move California to somewhere in Europe.
For years?
For 2 years.
Okay, so then it's not weird.
Okay, so.
That changes everything.
But that doesn't throw away the point you made earlier of like, if you were in a relationship and the roles were reversed, you wouldn't like that.
It still wouldn't.
So I think you just have to set the boundary there. And like, she's not doing anything wrong. I don't think she means it to be weird, but from what you were saying, I think that point still stands.
Am I overthinking it though? Is it just like, whatever, who cares?
No.
No,
like if you were, okay, so let's put it, Jess, here's a good perspective for you. Let's say that you, like when you first started, when you met Garage Boy and he had a friend and she, you're all just hanging out, like, okay, bye. And she kissed him on the cheek and they had been friends. Like, would that bother you?
I think, but here's the deal is like, neither of us have ever put ourselves in those situations before because I just don't think either of us are down. Like, I know that he would not like anyone, like I know that he wouldn't like a dude unless it's like my family, like kissing me on the cheek like that. Like mm-hmm. I just know that about him. And I think if I were, but then again, it's like what if it's like one of his friends and then she's like older and like, I don't know, it's like kind of like a brother sister thing. Like I think it's so situational.
Yeah.
And I do think it's so on vibes. And I'm sorry, I don't have an explanation for you, but there's just something about like meeting people and their energy and who they are to where like some things are endearing, whereas others where you can just feel it. It's women's intuition, right?
Yeah,
you can just feel where it's like, that doesn't sound right with me, you know?
Yeah, right.
But I've never put myself in a situation and neither has he. And I just know that he wouldn't be okay with that.
But whatever he was, I'm just saying. And
if he was okay.
If he had a friend that did it and they were like, this is like whatever.
I think I don't know. I think that would be weird.
So wait, was there?
But I just think like other than family, I just don't know why. But then again, it's like I do have female friends that like have kissed me on the cheek before, and it's not weird.
Because again, it didn't bother me. It didn't like freak me out. But it was just like I don't have friends that do that per se. But I didn't feel. I didn't personally feel like, oh, I'm accosted or like it didn't make me uncomfortable. I was just like, I don't have people that do this to me, so I don't know if I need to like correct the behavior, you know?
I don't think you need to I don't think you need to be like, just in case I'm a future hypothetical
girl.
Like, I think you can cross that bridge
just
when you
get
there.
Just in case I ever get a girlfriend, you need to
make
sure
as long as you're not uncomfortable.
I don't feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking more of like, I'm just, again, very clear relationships.
Yeah.
Like, is this normal? But it's true. Like, I mean,
I just don't have an answer for you, to be honest.
I know.
Because it's like, it has to be on vibes.
I've been thinking about it since last week.
It has to be vibes and it has to be like a person. I don't know. I can't explain it.
I think that's the key, that she lived in Europe.
Yeah,
I don't think it's weird then. I think it's literally cultural.
Yeah, and everyone's kissing each other out there. And as far as like on the cheek, that's how they greet you and stuff.
Yeah.
Like someone did that to me when I was out there.
Yeah.
And it was weird. I was like.
So maybe we should try kissing the lips and see what happens.
I don't know.
Do you want to kiss her on the lips?
I don't. Kiss her on the lips.
Well, then maybe don't do that.
All right, man. It's that's it. That's all we got for you today. Thank you for
not the kissing sounds. It's like Love is Blind. What's his name?
Thanks for checking out the show today. YouTube, you're a trooper for hanging in there and just hopping in when we hop in. We'll be back on normal schedule. Yeah, I'm not even going to say that. I don't know. We'll be back next week at some point. And then, well, we'll be back for a couple of weeks and we're off 1 week in June. All right, Jess, where do we get you?
Just Do It, JESSDUITT on all social platforms and my podcast, Life in Bloom with Jess.
Charlotte.
I am at PTSD Diva.
And I'm that guy, Kramer. My podcast is called Certified Mama's Boy. And we will see you guys, you know, next week at some point. How about that? Thanks for checking us out. See you then. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya. Not kisses.